Tony Childs has a distinctive and, you might say, idiosyncratic vocal production technique. She's an Emmy winner and a multi-Grammy nominated singer. She's coming to Melbourne for a series of intimate concerts. Good morning, Tony Childs.
Good morning from Bali.
You won't remember me. You did a television show called Hey Hey It's Saturday some years
ago.
That's right. And I remember having a conversation with you backstage. And I thought, she's nice, that Tony Childs. She's not stuck up at all. She's really nice. And just for a gag, just before the curtains were closed and you were just about to start singing, and I felt that I'd developed sufficient relationship, I could be cheeky, I said to you, Tony, could you just open your throat a little? And then you went, and I think you were doing that song, actually.
Many Rivers to Cross.
Yeah, I think you were. Yeah. What are you doing in Bali?
Well, I've been having a holiday. That's a well-needed holiday. My husband and I have been working very, very hard for the last 4 years and on two massive projects. So we needed a break.
You don't need to apologize for having a holiday. And I mean, if you're coming to Australia, you don't want to go all in one go. It's too far to come.
Well, I've been living in Australia, actually.
No.
Yes, I've been living in the Byron Shire for the last 2.5 years. April 9th, I guess, I moved to the Byron Shire and have lived there and just really enjoyed the beautiful community and, of course, the land as very special.
Oh, I've just blown it for you, haven't I? Because you were going to come to Australia being the big American star coming to Australia, but you've been here all the time.
Well, not all the time. not all the time. But we came, you know, I was living in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these projects that I've been working on, they're multimedia projects. We're working with 3D mapping animators. There's sets that need to be constructed and all these types of things. So it means that, you know, we just didn't make any sense to be doing it in Hawaii. We had to pick a country where we were going to do it. We'd do it in the U.S., we'd do it in Australia. And just the way things have been going in the world, I really felt like I wanted to be in Australia.
It's a long way away from everything, isn't it? It's good here. Now, there's something here in my reading press releases. Emmy winner. Even as I'm reading up, Emmy, that's for television, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, you know, in 1997, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and then it really ended up would take an almost entire decade out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up on the beautiful island of Kauai, Hawaii. I became an organic farmer. I had to, you know, I just basically let go of everything to try to sort out what was wrong with me.
Yep.
I ended up finding out I had mercury poisoning and allergic to basically a toxic overload. I was allergic to sulfates that are in shampoos and toothpaste and other things. And I was allergic to chlorine. So this created a huge toxic overload, and it ended up messing with my thyroid in a very massive way. That said, I figured it out, and I'm doing really, really well and everything. But along that journey, and in 2003, we were performing on the island a version of the Vagina Monologues. And the author, Eve Ensler, came to the island, and it turned out she was a huge Tony Childs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she asked me to write a song that would inspire people to end violence against women and girls, and she wanted to put it on to her documentary, and that's how we won the Emmy, and that's how I started making music again. I kind of got so down the rabbit hole, enjoying going to the beach every day and having absolutely just getting my hands dirty and that kind of a thing.
It's a pretty nice part of the world, Byron Bay.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. I'm interested in the idea of your performances involving installation art. Can you explain a little more about that?
Yeah, well, right now I'm working first of all, I love going to museums, and I love people geeking out in these beautiful ways and communicating to us by using physical structure. And I love theater. I love immersive theater, where the audience is also participating in an interactive way and engages you. And so that's what Citizens of the Planet and It's All a Beautiful Noise are about. Right now, my husband and I, have finished an album called It's All a Beautiful Noise. And that's actually what we'll be playing this week, this weekend coming.
Yeah, but what does it look like? What does it look like?
Okay, so I'm working with paper. I'm working with, for All Beautiful Noise, it's paper. It's recycled paper. And I'm constructing three-dimensional animals that are on the endangered species list, for a start. And they're life-size. And they're put together. I'm working with a mill outside of Melbourne. They're giving me all the paper, recycled paper, for free.
Yeah.
And it's a pop-up set of paper as well. So I have animals coming up out of the floor. I have these installations with these life-size animals, like an elephant, a polar bear, a hippo, orangutan. And they're being projected on their habitat. And that's what's happening in the installation part of the evening. So we've got hats. When you come into the theater, you'll be given a hat. Now, I want to be really clear. That's not on the shows that are coming up this weekend, but this is what's in February, March, the tour that will be done. So we're constructing all of this stuff.
Oh, so the current tour is not going to be the origami tour?
That's right.
You're in Bali now. Shouldn't you be getting on the plane because you've got to be here, like, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because you're playing on October the 31st at Bennett's Lane, which is actually a really nice room.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I'm looking forward to that. It's also Halloween, so we thought we might have some fun. So anybody who felt like coming as a sexy animal, one of their favorite animals.
That'll end in tears. I should warn you. I mean, you've been here for a couple of years, so you would know we don't give quite the same emphasis to Halloween as you might in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes, but I think there's subtle ways to have fun. You know, you can hear some tails and paint your face, and that can be quite good as well, right?
If you want to come as a witch or if you want to come as an animal, that's fine with us. Thanks for talking to us, and hurry up and get on the plane.
I will. Thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
You're welcome. Tony Charles, who's going to be Bennett's Lane on the 31st and various other places around Melbourne on the subsequent days. She's nice.